This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
With this weekend's official arrival of summer, it does appear that more and more anglers are now turning their attention to white bass. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. If you are indeed a white bass angler, you do know that a propeller lure is the type of lure that most anglers use this time of year. Most anglers, in fact, are zeroing in on the head and tiny torpedo. When worked with short, erratic jerks, the lure's sputtering action simulates the sound of a scattering shad. However, feeding white bass will aggressively attack any lure resembling the look or sound of bait fish. On the ultralight fishing gear allowed for long cast, additionally, the light line adds additional challenge to landing the hard-fighting fish. Surfacing white bass can often vanish as quickly as they appear. Anglers need to remain alert for any surface activity in the area. Often the same school of white bass will return to the surface a few hundred feet from the first place they originally appeared. The key to successfully boating a good catch of white bass often lies in knowing a bit about their interesting habits and characteristics. Because of the need to spawn in flowing water, white bass occur most often in our major waterways like the Illinois and Mississippi rivers. However, they've also been successfully introduced into several Illinois larger reservoirs. Lake Shelbyville is a perfect example of a quality white bass reservoir. During their spring migration, the white bass move up the Kaskaskia and Weskaw-Okaw rivers to spawn. Throughout the remainder of the year, the voracious whites are commonly found in the lower reaches of the lake, gorging themselves on the large schools of shad. Though currently above normal for this time of year, the annual tradition seems to be falling on schedule. When it comes to an abundance of fish, Carlisle Lake has carried the Illinois' white bass crown in recent years. The sprawling 24,500-acre lake, currently several feet high, supports a large population of the fish and annually yields some of the state's best white bass fishing. Here the voracious whites gather in huge schools in the summer months. Some of the best fishing is often found near Point Number 1 or near the silos at Keysport. White bass can be found anywhere on the Illinois River, but waters below certain navigational dams seem particularly good for fishing spots. The tailwater of the Starved Rock Dam and at Peoria Dams currently rate as the best white bass areas on the Illinois River. The Mississippi River also regularly yields excellent fishing for white bass. During the summer months, anglers enjoy good success for white bass, averaging between 1 and 2 pounds. The new multi-year Illinois Fishing Information Booklet lists more than a dozen of Illinois' top white bass waters. Chances are one of these sites are near your home, so you do need to get one of these booklets, and these are available by calling your Division of Fisheries at your ID&R office or local ID&R office. Division of Fisheries. Though the white bass action is not yet turned on fully at most of our big reservoirs, we do have some great fishing for a number of other species. In fact, at Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, the largemouth bass are rated good. They're catching these on black and blue jigs, plastic worms, minnows, and spinnerbaits, and they're fishing near shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. You can find these fish along the rocks and along the bridges as well. Reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And the crappie fishing has been excellent lately. Jigs are working well. Quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs, as well as small to medium minnows, doing most of the catching. Fish in the main lake drop-off areas, try the Gun Creek area. Fish from shore near structures or hot spots have been the Jackie Branch, the Sandusky Harbor, the Sailboat Harbor, the Markham Coves, and the Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill rating is rated good as well. Crickets, worms, waxworms, mealworms are producing fish in the backs of the coves and necks in flat, shallow banks and along the rocks. Try fishing with the crickets and small jigs and worms. And the channel catfish, another excellent catch. Commercial catfish baits as well as leeches, mite crawlers, and large minnows working well. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and the North Sandusky Day Use Area. And the white bass, just not all that much action yet. They're rated fair at this point. Jig and curly tail grubs, inline spinners, producing fish in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes, and they're fishing near the rocks and the drop-offs. Reports of fish are also coming around the 154 bridges. And at Carlisle Lake in the state's mid area, probably our largest reservoir. The lake is at force 47.5 and rising slightly. It's supposed to crest in the next couple of days at above 449. And it's in the high 70s right now. Catfish are probably the best catch. They're catching these on shad and cheese baits. And the crappie is slowing. Red and chartreuse jigs producing most of these fish. And the bass is slow in general. They are catching these along the riprap areas with using jig and pork combinations, crankbaits and spinnerbaits. In the tailwater, however, the action is good. Try fishing for sauger and white bass, and you're likely to find success with these either of these species. And at Lake Shelbyville, the state's northern reaches, the lake levels are 30.2 feet above normal summer pool and rising slightly. Fishing is okay. Crappie, you can look for them along the shorelines in the coves with the minnows. Weather conditions have affected the fishing success recently. Several, however, are going out and finding success on walleye and largemouth bass. They're catching both of these in the lower reaches of the lake. They're dragging a jig and crawler in about 3 to 6 feet of water to catch the walleye. And they're using spinnerbaits, topwater lures, frogs, and jig and pork combinations to catch these fish in the lower reaches of the lake, the bass. Now, as far as things go, there's a new director of the Department of Conservation's Department of Natural Resources, either way, Illinois State Museum. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources today announced the appointment of Cinnamon Katko Legatko, director of the Illinois State Museum. What a dandy name that is. The appointment is the result of a nationwide search by a special committee of the State Museum Board. We're extremely to have Cinnamon on board as the new director of the Illinois State Museum, said Colleen Callahan, director of the IDNR. She brings with her a wealth of experience, knowledge, energy, and can't wait for to take the reins of the Illinois State Museum. So Netgo returns to her Midwestern roots following a highly successful term as president and CEO of the Abe Museum in Bar Harbor, Maine. At the Abe, she diversified and solidified a financial base, strengthened community involvement, including successful collaboration with the Native Wabanski people. And the Illinois State Museum is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. till 4:30 p.m., and again on Sunday from noon until 4:30 p.m. Admission is $5 for adults, and 19 to 64 is adults, and that's free for youth, seniors, and veterans. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.